The Merits and Virtues of Sha'ban. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Salam, dear listeners, and heartiest greetings to you all on the start of the blessed month of Sha'ban. It is the month which paves the way for molding our hearts for the advent of the fasting month of Ramadan. It is the month in which we have the blessed birthdays of the martyr of Karbala, Imam Hussein, peace upon him, who taught human beings to live in dignity as free men. It is the month on whose 15th was born the savior of mankind, Imam Mahdi, peace upon him, the 12th and last era of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, and whose reappearance the world is eagerly awaiting, for establishment of the global government of peace, prosperity, and justice. Here is an exclusive feature on this month. Stay with us, please. Sha'ban is a month of great merits. It is associated with the seal of messengers, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, who used to fast throughout this month. He would say, Sha'ban is my month, and whoever fasts a day of this month of mine will surely be admitted into paradise. It is narrated from his 16th infallible heir, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him, that on the advent of this month, the Prophet's 4th infallible heir, Imam Zainul Abidin, peace upon him, used to tell his companions, Friends, do you know what month this is? This is the month of Sha'ban. And the Prophet of Allah used to say, Sha'ban is my month. So keep fast in this month for the love of your Prophet and for the sake of attaining nearness to your Lord. By God, in whose hand is the life of Ali ibn al-Husayn, peace upon him, I have heard my father, Hussein ibn Ali, peace upon him, say that he heard the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him, say, whoever fasts in the month of Sha'ban, for the love of the Prophet of Allah, and for the sake of attaining nearness to God, is held dear by God, who brings him closer to himself with his munificence and will admit him into paradise on Resurrection Day. In a report cited by Safwan al-Jamal, the transmitter says, Imam Sadiq, peace upon him, said to me, urge those who are in your vicinity to fast in Sha'ban. I said to him, may I be your ransom? Do you have something in view concerning its merit? He said, whenever the Prophet of Allah used to cite the new moon of Sha'ban, he would send a caller to make this announcement around Medina. O people of Medina, I am a messenger of the Prophet of Allah to you. The Prophet says, let it be known to all that Sha'ban is my month. May Allah's mercy be upon those who help me in my month by fasting during it. Imam Sadiq, peace upon him, added, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him, used to say, I have not missed the fast of Sha'ban from the time that I heard the Prophet's messenger make the call in the month of Sha'ban and God willing, I will not miss them so long as I live. He further said, the fasting of the 2 months of Sha'ban and Ramadan represents repentance and forgiveness from God. The observances of this month are of two kinds, the common observances and the observances specific to particular days and nights. The best application during this month is istighfar, or seeking forgiveness in the divine court. One should say 70 times every day, Astaghfirullah wa as'aluhu tawbah. It means, I plead to Allah for forgiveness and beseech Him to accept my repentance. One should also recite 70 times every day, Astaghfirullah allazi la ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahmanu ar-Rahim, al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilay. It means, I plead for forgiveness to Allah, besides whom there is no God, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful, the Living, the Eternal, and I turn to Him penitently. Another highly recommended act for this month is sadaqah, or charity, even if it be as little as half a date, so that God may make immune one's body from the fire of hell. Imam Sadiq, peace upon him, when asked about the best works in this month, said, to give charity and to recite istighfar. Indeed, whoever gives charity during Sha'ban, God Almighty makes it grow, like the way you rear the calf of your camel, and it is restored to its owner on the day of resurrection when it has grown to the size of the mountain of Uhud. Another highly recommended act is to offer a 2-rak'at prayer on every Thursday of Sha'ban with recitation Surah Hamd once, followed by Surah Tawheed 100 times in each rak'at, and after Salam Salawat to be recited 100 times. It is said God Almighty fulfills all needs pertaining to the world and the hereafter of those who perform this. It is also meritorious to fast on this day, and as per a hadith, the heavens are adorned every Thursday of Sha'ban, and the angels plead with God to forgive those who fast on it and to answer their supplications. A hadith from the Prophet concerning those who fast on Mondays and Thursdays during Sha'ban says that God fulfills a score of their needs relating to the world and a score relating to the hereafter. This day's fast has high merits, and Imam Sadiq, peace upon him, is reported to have said that someone who fasts on the first day of Sha'ban is certain to be admitted into paradise. The scholar Sayyid ibn Tawus cites a report from the Prophet which mentions a great reward for those who fast on the first 3 days of Sha'ban and offer during nights preceding them a 2-rak'at prayer wherein Tawheed is recited 11 times in each after Hamd. In the book Kalimatu Tayyiba, according to an authentic narration, once, on the first of Sha'ban, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace upon him, was passing by a group sitting in one of the mosques and engaged in a debate concerning such matters as predestination and similar controversial issues. They were debating Hotly with raised voices, the Imam stopped and greeted them. They answered his greeting and stood up, reverently asking him to join them. He declined, saying, "O people who venture into matters that neither concern them nor are of any benefit to them, don't you know that there are servants of God who have been urged to maintain silence, not because they are incapable or dumb, but because of their trepidation? For indeed they are the most eloquent, intelligent, and wise who have knowledge of God. But when they remember the greatness of God, their tongue fail, their hearts cave in, their minds are perplexed, and their intellects are confused in front of God's might, majesty, and glory. When they recover from this state, they approach God by means of pious deeds, counting themselves among wrongdoers and the erring, even though they are exempt from the faults of laxity and negligence. But they are not satisfied with their little service of God, nor do they regard as plenty the works they have done for the sake of God. They do not flaunt their works before Him, and whenever you see them, you will find them overcast with sorrow and awe, fearful and apprehensive. So where do you stand, O band of mavericks, in relation to them? Don't you know that the most knowledgeable of people concerning predestination are those who are the most reticent concerning it, and that the most ignorant people concerning predestination are those who are most glib about it? O band of mavericks, today is the first of Sha'ban, named so by our Lord because of the ramification and branching forth of His blessings during it. To be sure, in it your Lord has flung open the gates of His paradise and presented to you the spectacle of its palaces and good things attainable at the cheapest of prices, in exchange for the easiest of works, and yet you decline them? The accursed Satan, too, has presented to you the branches of his multifarious evils and afflictions, and you catch hold of the offshoots sent out by Satan and turn away from the branches of good whose gates have been laid open for you. Imam Ali, peace upon him, continued, "This is the first day of Sha'ban. The branches of its goods are prayer, fasting, zakat, bidding what is right and forbidding what is wrong, kindness towards parents, relatives, and neighbors, resolving conflicts between people, and giving charity to the needy and the poor. You burden yourself with a task of which you have been spared, and venture your probe divine mysteries, an exercise from which you have been forbidden, as those who try to explore them perish. But if you come to know what our Lord, the Almighty and Glorious, has prepared on this day for His obedient servants, you will cut short what you have been engaged in and start doing what you have been told to do." The people said in response to him, "O Commander of the Faithful, what is it that God has prepared for the obedient on this day?" Imam Ali, peace upon him, replied, "I will not recount for you anything except what I have heard for the Prophet of Allah. Once the Prophet of Allah dispatched a company of troops towards a people who were staunch infidels, the enemy made a sudden attack at night on Muslims. It was a pitch dark night and the Muslims were fast asleep. No one among them was awake that night except four: Zayd ibn Haritha, Abdullah ibn Rawha, Qatada ibn Uman, and Qays ibn Asim Minghari. Each of them was engaged in prayer and reciting the Quran at one of the sites of the camp. The enemy rained arrows on the Muslims, who could not shield themselves from the assailants, as they did not see because of darkness. Such was their predicament when they suddenly saw lights burst forth from the visages of these four men, which illuminated the battlefield for the Muslim warriors. This gave them strength and morale. Drawing their swords, they gave a good fight, killing the attackers, wounding some of them, and taking others captive. On their return, when they related the incident to the Prophet, he told them that those lights came from certain acts of theirs performed on the first of Sha'ban. Then he described the acts that each one of them had performed. Therefore, the Prophet said, when the first day of Sha'ban arrives, Satan spreads out his troops throughout the corners of the earth and his horizons, asking them to try to attract some of God's servants toward themselves. Indeed, God Almighty and Glorious also scatters his angels throughout the earth's quarters and horizons, telling them, guide my servants and show them the right way. Whereat all of them will attain felicity through you, except such of them as refuse and are arrogant and rebellious. These join the party of Satan and enter his host. On the advent of the first of Sha'ban, God Almighty and Glorious commands the gates of paradise to open, and he commands the tree of Tuba, whereat it spreads its branches all over the world. Thereat, a herald of our Lord, Almighty and Glorious, calls out, O servants of God, these are the branches of the tree of Tuba. So catch hold of them so that they may lift you up toward paradise. And those are the branches of the tree of Zaqum. Beware of them. Let them not draw you toward hell. The Prophet of Allah said, by him who sent me as a prophet with the truth, whoever approaches one of the doors of goodness and piety on this day adheres to a branch of the tree of Tuba and is taken toward paradise. And whoever approaches one of the doors of evil on this day is stuck to a branch of the Zaqum tree, which draws him toward hell. The Prophet of Allah then said, whoever performs supererogatory prayers on this day for the sake of God catches hold of one of its branches. Whoever fasts on this day clings to one of the branches. On this day, whoever makes peace between a husband and wife, father and son, or between two of his relatives or neighbors, or between two strangers, clings to one of the branches. Whoever shows lenience toward his debtor in straits or forgoes part of the debt is the one who clings to one of its branches. Also, someone who on reviewing his accounts sees that he owes an old debt to someone who has lost hope of reclaiming it and repays the debt is one who clings to one of the branches. Whoever assumes charge of an orphan's care on this day is one who clings to one of the branches. Whoever restrains a fool from promising to the honor of a faithful person is one who clings to one of the branches. Whoever recites the Quran or part of it therein is one who clings to one of the branches. Someone who remembers God and His blessings and gives thanks for them is one who clings to the one of the branches. Someone who visits a sick person is one who clings to the one of the branches. Someone who accompanies a funeral procession is the one who clings to one of the branches. Someone who condoles with the bereaved victim of a tragedy on this day is one who clings to one of the branches. Someone who does an act of kindness for his parents is the one who clings to one of the branches. Someone who obtains the satisfaction of his parents after they had been displeased with him earlier is the one who clings to one of the branches. Similarly, someone who performs any of the various kinds of good on this day is the one who hangs on one of the branches of Tuba. Then the Prophet of Allah added, "By Him who sent me as a prophet with the truth, whoever approaches one of the doors of evil and disobedience to God on this day hangs onto one of the branches of the tree of Zakum and is drawn toward hell." Then he said, "By Him who sent me as a prophet with the truth, whoever is negligent of his obligatory prayers on this day and misses them is the one who clings to one of its branches. Whoever misses a fast that was obligatory on him on this day is the one who clings to one of its branches. Someone who is approached on this day by a weak and indignant person who, wretched condition, he knows, and he is able to change it without suffering any harm, and there is no one else who may help him and act in his stead, and were he to leave him to languish and perish and fail to give him a helping hand, then he is one who clings to one of the branches of the Zakum tree. Whoever that does not accept the apology of someone who has done him a wrong, and instead of keeping the punishment of the offender within the limits of his offense, transgresses those limits, he is the one who clings to one of the branches of the Zakum tree. Whoever that creates ill feeling between a husband and wife, a father and son, two brothers, two relatives, two neighbors, two friends, or two strangers is one who clings to one of its branches. Whoever presses his demand hardly and harshly against someone in a pinch, knowing his predicament, thus adding to his distress and affliction, is one who clings to one of the branches. Whoever denies a debt that he owes and transgresses against his creditor, forcing him to forego his claim, such a one clings to one of the branches. Whoever mistreats an orphan, torments him, or unjustly appropriates his property is one who clings to one of the branches. Whoever that compromises the honor of his brother in faith and prompts other people to do so is the one who clings to one of the branches of the tree. Whoever that engages in unlawful singing on this day that prompts sinful actions is the one who clings to one of the branches of the Zakum tree. Whoever that sits and recounts his ugly deeds in a confrontation or his wrongful actions against God's servants and boasts about them, he is one who clings to one of the tree's branches. Someone who has a sick neighbor and he does not pay him a visit due to making light of his right, such a person is one who clings to one of the branches of the tree. Whoever that fails to take part in the funeral of his neighbor for not giving significance to him is one who clings to one of the branches. Whoever is undutiful toward his parents or one of them is one who clings to one of the branches of that tree. Also, someone who has been undutiful toward his parents, and in spite of being able to make them pleased with him again on this day, does not do so, is one who has caught hold of one of the branches. Similarly, whoever that commits any of the various kinds of evils on this day is one who clings to one of the branches of the zaqqum tree.